My friends, we are in the season of Advent, and one of the things that we hear and that we see is the name that Jesus is given. So he's given the name Jesus, but also in certain Gospels you hear his name being Emmanuel. Why does he have this extra name? Well, this name contains the name of God as they would have used in Hebrew, El, and we see this Gabriel, Raphael, Michael, and these names specifically signify the relationship that that person has to God and what they came to the earth to tell us about God. Emmanuel means God saves. So Jesus was sent to earth to tell us that God saves us and to show this through his life. All of us will have a name like this that signifies our relationship to God and what we came to teach others in the world. What will your name be? And that tells us a lot about our mission in life. When I think about that, and I think about what name would I want to have, or what would I want my mission in life to have been, I think of many things that I love and many things that I would want to do. But one of them is, for sure, for me to bring other people to love the souls in purgatory and to pray for them. And I'd want to have a name associated with that, that I could, when I'm in heaven, look back and know that I led many people to pray for them, to relieve their suffering, to bring those people into heaven. I want to instill that same love in you today as we continue this journey looking at different aspects of purgatory in the book by Maria Sima, Get Us Out of Here. Please join me in this video as we continue exploring all the many teachings that she has to give us. My friends, this is Alvaro Interiano with the channel Uniquely Mary, where we talk about and explore everything Blessed Mother from our faith, from our personal experience, along with apparitions and teachings of the saints. And so I ask that you join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, please speak to us. Speak through me. Also speak in the ears of those that listen, that they may hear the truth that you want them to hear. We ask this through the intercession of all the saints, especially of the Blessed Mother. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, this is a particular series that we are doing a little bit late because it was coming from the inspiration of the month of November, which is the month of the Holy Souls. And after that, one inspiration that I had was to lead others to love the Holy Souls, as God has led me to do so, to pray for them, but also to benefit from their prayers. So we've seen several videos that we've been covering different topics about them, and we continue using, this is our guide, I'll maybe put a link for where you can purchase it, and it's called Get Us Out of Here by Maria Sima. It's a beautiful book. It's been around for a good number of years. I first read it back in 2003, and it changed my life. It really grew my love for the Holy Souls in Purgatory. So just some information, maybe some things to kind of put this into perspective. One question might be, how many people are actually there? How many people are possibly in purgatory? Well, you know, since humans have existed, mathematicians have figured out that there have been between 90 billion and 110 billion humans. How many of those made it to heaven? How many of those are in hell? How many of those might still be in purgatory? If you think about it, that is a tremendous amount of souls that have existed. Well, to get maybe more specific, how many people die a year? The answer is about 50 million. Since about the 1950s to now, about 50 million people die a year. That's unbelievable. That's larger than the largest city on earth, which is, I believe, Tokyo. And how many of those people go to purgatory or heaven or hell? Well, you know, if we were to take a bell curve, like with most everything else, it's like about 10 or 15 are in the end, and 10 or 15 are in the lower end, and everyone else is in the middle. So maybe 15% go to heaven, 15% go to hell, and then the rest slumped in the middle in purgatory. That's a lot. That could be 25 to 30 to 40 million people every year that we can pray for. And especially now that we're in this time of COVID, that we can't leave, that we can't help other people, realize that you can help up to 50 million people a year right from your own home, right from the safety of your couch. what is the best way that we can help the souls in purgatory? Well, in today's chapter, I want to explore the Holy Mass. And so the way that this book is structured is it's an interview between this reporter, the author of the book, whose name is Nikki Eltz, with Maria Sima. So he asks a series of questions, and then it's all laid out in different chapters. And then I want to read to you different parts of it so that you hear what she has to say for herself. The first question that she asks is, what is it that the poor souls ask of you the most? Maria's response was, Holy Mass. Most often masses to be attended and celebrated, but then also praying the rosary, praying the way of the cross, and other prayers. So even though because of COVID, sometimes we're not able to attend Mass in this physical way, by praying with it even online, we join our prayers to that Mass, and we can offer that Mass on behalf of the holy souls. The next question continues, you say they need Masses from us. Why Masses rather than anything else? That is because, and she answers, that is because at each Mass, it is a renewal of Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. In each Mass, he again prays for us and with us and offers himself to the Father for us. So when we pray other ways for the holy souls in purgatory, it's beautiful, it's needed, it's something that they desire. But in the Mass, we're uniting ourselves to Jesus' prayer for us, to the Father, for everyone, those on earth, those in purgatory. And that is why it's so powerful, because we're taking from that sacrifice, especially his death on the cross, and we're, so to speak, reusing it and reapplying it to this specific situation. There's no higher way of praying. And especially as you begin, so to speak, using the Mass in this way, you yourself will see just how powerful it is. A few other questions that she asks a little bit further on. He asks, in your opinion, do people today celebrate and attend enough Masses for their deceased relatives and friends who are probably in purgatory? Somewhat of a rhetorical question, but just hear what she has to say. No, not at all. An essential part of my apostolate is to plead with people to do so far more often than they do today. Far more Masses should be attended and celebrated for them. It should happen on a regular basis, on their birthday, name day, wedding anniversary, and the day of death. Also, whenever one finds oneself thinking a lot about them, there's always a reason for that to happen, and one should act upon it quickly. We must do all we can for them, and offering a Mass for them is the greatest gift we can give them. So now that we are in the season of Christmas, or Advent and Christmas, perhaps you're wondering, what do I get my kids, my spouse, my family members, or did I get them something that was good enough? Well, have you gotten any gifts for your deceased relatives? Have you even thought about them? Realizing that they need things still, especially if they're in purgatory. You still have time. Today's the 23rd. Maybe by the time you're watching this will be after Christmas, but it's never too late. You can give them the gift of the Mass. In fact, I'm going to post some links, maybe somewhere here or maybe somewhere here. I don't know which side I always put it on. I'll post some links to some religious communities that are very easy to sign up and offer Masses for the holy souls in purgatory. Most of them, I think, in fact, all of them, they only ask for a donation of $10. Can you imagine that for the price of a burger, french fries, and a milkshake, which is something that you eat in about 15, 20 minutes, and then you're hungry 3 or 4 hours later, that for the price of that, you can offer this infinite prayer, this immense prayer of Jesus' suffering on behalf of the souls in purgatory. It'd be better for you to go hungry and to offer the Mass for them than to have spent that $10 on that meal. Imagine that for such a small amount, you can do so much help. What better gift to give them than this? We continue with some other questions that she asks. She asks later on, or it's asked later on, how often should, in your opinion, people attend Mass? And Maria's answer is very simple. Every day. You're surprised? Don't be. To come nearer to God, we must first, with a tiny bit of discipline, make time for Him. Did he not give us this life and this time? It is therefore not too much to expect to give a part of each day back to him." She goes on to talk about in her answer that she knows the difficulty that we have with our day, with kids, with work, with all these things, all these ordinary things. I experienced it. I'm sure you experienced it. And often maybe masses aren't even offered in convenient times at your local church. But if you really, really look, and I've seen this myself, there's always these masses that you can attend in between those times, often at 7 a.m., maybe even at 6. Perhaps you can find one just a little bit later or at noon that you can attend. And you'll see that this 30 minutes, maybe 45, maybe hour, is such a small investment compared to what you will receive. First of all, you'll be offering this immense gift to yourself and your family who benefit from the graces, but especially the souls in purgatory that benefit so much from this. Later on, I'll talk a little bit about what the souls in purgatory do for you and how when you pray for them, you're really giving yourself the greatest gift on earth. And it's something that you should all consider. And as those that do attend daily Mass every day, they both fall in love with the Mass. They grow deeper in love with Jesus. But they also see that the rest of their time, there's more than enough. And God opens up different times. And he sometimes does the work for you so that your time is used more efficiently. Again, my friends, I want to repeat this pleading that she has. I want as part of my life to lead others to pray for the souls in purgatory because of so many gifts that I've received for them. If you don't feel like you have a specific idea of how is it that you would praise God or how is it that you would show God in the world, consider taking this mission on yourself of praying for these souls in purgatory. I don't know if you recall, but in some of the first videos that I made, I talked about how on average the souls spend 40 years there. So imagine if 50 million people die a year, and let's say about 35 million are there every year, and it takes them about 40 years. So let's say just 40 times 30, that's 1.2 billion. Correct me on my math. If I'm wrong, I'm going to put the correct answer here. But 1.2 billion souls could possibly be there. And you can pray for them simply by being where you are, watching a Mass online, if it's available through your church, or attending or celebrating a Mass for them, even offering them to the different websites I'll post to the different religious communities. My friends, I hope this video has been informative, that you are growing in your knowledge of how to help the souls in purgatory, but also in your love for them, so that when we reach the end of our pilgrimage, we'll have so many friends and relatives that we have led from purgatory into heaven. God bless you and have a beautiful day.